And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Mike Krzyzewski has lived a charmed life for sure. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I remember Mike Krzyzewski from the beginning of his Duke tenure. His first season there was my last as sports editor of the old Durham Morning Herald. He was a no-name, distant third banana to Dean Smith and Jim Valvano, who earned $48,000 a year, bought 50-buck suits off the rack, and lived in a modest home in northern Durham. He would even call up sports writers looking for a tennis game, because he's one of the few coaches who doesn't play golf. Like Smith in his early years, Krzyzewski survived subpar seasons, including two horrendous ones at Duke, and earned a new contract from gutsy athletic director Tom Butters, who obviously saw something in the needle-nosed Polish coach. What Butters saw was likely the second recruiting class Krzyzewski had signed, with Johnny Dawkins, Jay Billis, and Mark Allery among them. By 1984, the Blue Devils were very good, and by 1986, they were in the Final Four. Coach K, the cheesy nickname he had when he arrived, suddenly took on great reverence that ended with that nickname painted on the court at Duke. He has since passed Bo Smith and Bobby Knight as the major college men's coach with the most wins and was the perfect choice to take over a USA basketball program that was in shambles. The U.S. had not won an international gold medal since 2000, and Larry Brown's turn as Olympic coach in 2004 in Athens was a disaster because he had to replace nine players a month before the games began. Coach K said he would do it if the NBA influence and all the other parties of interest got their noses out of the international basketball scene. Former NBA executive Jerry Colangelo had taken over and tabbed Krzyzewski as his coach. In his first meeting with the NBA Dream Teamers, Coach K said this is about country, not your pro contract, about team over individual, and anyone who wouldn't buy into that needed to get his gear and get out. As a great team and consensus builder, he became the perfect coach at exactly the right time. Actually, coaching that team was probably the easiest part, and at the end they even looked like Duke teams that took too many jump shots. But by then they had all left their egos at the gym door and left no doubt that America is still number one in hoops. This is Art Chansky. See ya.